אז מדבר מי שמייעז נטל אהו לכתחילה תביא מפריש תרומו. So also, מדבר מי שמייעז נטל אהו תשייך לכתחילה. So we should draw a similar analogy between תרומו and שחיטה in respect to שמייה ואין מדבר. ושמיש יוסף אמר לי, גם שדעתי כסת לכתחילה, מתחומו דילים ואורים, למשנסס, אילים ואורים לא יתרמו. ותראה איזה מיש יוסף ולתרץ, ניתן לראות לי שתסתכנת. Because when is it possible? When is it possible for an ilim to shecht if somebody else has the brachit and the ilim is shemeya? So the same thing is true of Avrosh's truma as well. So let's say if Shimon is an ilim, he's mute but not deaf. So Ruvain could say the brocha of Avrosh's Trumo and be made to Shimon, and Shimon could be mafrish. So why doesn't the Mishnah say it? The Mishnah in Trumes, the answer is the Mishnah in Trumes is not interested in mentioning certain situations. It is a time of the Takante, it is a time. The other Rabbi Mashmas, the Mishnah in Takante, the Tone, Dum Yedorem, Vishom, Mahane, Achim, Vorech, ומזה הטעם סביר באמס לי עוזרו לה שמיוסף משמע גואל סושרת דיילה מוישרת ויחר מבורך. Now this din of the מחבר that's a רוח ראש, but the עוזרו לה is חלק על הראש, and the עוזרו לה שיטה is that a נילם cannot שייך לכתחילה. Why can't the נילם שייך לכתחילה? Because he cannot say the ברוך, and לכתחילה you're not supposed to שייך unless you first make a broch el ashrit. So now the question is, but even why does the Yozua say that an ilan couldn't check, but he has an itze to hear the broch from somebody else? So there is a very simple target that we could say. So because this is the raya of the Yozua, that there is no way. So Ubeem is so this is the raya of the Yozua, because the Yozua was midayit from the Mishnah in Trumes, that the Mishnah in Trumes says ilim v'orem lo yafrishu. So just as orem means that there is no circumstance under which an orem, as long as he's an orem, is allowed to be mafresh trumo, so there is no way to enable an ilim that is in midaba v'shemeya to be mafresh. In other words, the one who says the broche cannot be made to him. So mil so itzikash against the rosh. V'nirali itchilo liyashif mashikosha alo yazorua. The Maishne Mayisipek, now the Yozua says that an ilim cannot check, and he cannot even rely on the broche of somebody else. But why shouldn't we say Shemeya Keine and even Yotzomeiti? Mashikosha Yozua, the Maishne Mayisipek, who were best, call a broche, Zavon Pishi Yotzomeiti. Pirshe Rashi, שהרי כל ישראל הרייב אם זה בזה למצווס חוץ מברכס הלחם פירוש ברכס הנאמין דיבוזה אין ערבוס שחייב על האודם דליסן ולברך ואם כן כושר לא מלא יבורך אך בתחום הוא שחיתה. So yes, the kashe, since there is a general principle of yotzo meitzi, that yotzo is meitzi, yotzo meitzi by all mitzvahs, why? Because of harvest. So if somebody made kiddush, he can make Kiddush again, be made to someone who did not make Kiddush. So here too, if Shimon has to make a broch, and he cannot, because he's mute, why shouldn't Reuven be able to say broch and be made to Shimon? What do we say? Reuven himself is not chayv in the broch. So what if he's not chayv in the broch? But there is a loch of Kol Yisrael Arim in Tel Azeh. So just as we apply it to Kiddush, to Avdole, so that even though he was Yetzir Kiddush and Avdole, he can still make Kiddush and Avdole over again to be made, because he's responsible for the other Jew who has not been Mikayim Kiddush and Avdole as yet. So here too, let Reuven be made to Shimon. ואם כן, כושר לא מליבור הכרח בתרום השרים. ונראה די מחלק, זאת אולי המדביק חידשי המתאז. ונראה די מחלק, בין כל המצווה שאודם צורך לעשיס בגופי דווקא, לא ילדי אחר. ושמוכה הכרח הוא, בין אני יוכל לבורך, די יבורך אחר. מה שאם כן, בתרום או שחיתה, די אפשר לעשיס על די אחר, אם כן, אוי זה שיעשה המצווה איס יבורך. ולמחלק המצווה, לא זה והברוך על זה. When do we say Shemei Akeine and Dibu Yotza Meitzi on the basis of Arves? That is, if it is the kind of a mitzvah that has to be done begufi. So then we say, since that mitzvah has to be done by that person himself, he cannot delegate it to somebody else. So the Birkas HaMitzvah, so Memele, there is Arves, that somebody else can make the broche for him. So in other words, if, let's say, Shimon has to put on tefillin, and then, so Reuven can say the broche for him and be made to Shimon. Why? Because the broche of tefillin that Reuven has to, that Shimon has to do, cannot be done for Shimon by Reuven. Reuven can put on tefillin for himself, on his own arm, on his own head. But Reuven cannot put on tefillin to be made to Shimon. So Shimon has to put on the tefillin. Since Shimon has to do that mitzvah and call Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh, so Reuven, every Jew, is responsible for the fulfillment of mitzvahs by Shimon. So Mimele, even though Reuven himself doesn't have to put on tefillin now, but he can still say the broche, Shon mitzvah, so it's one of Niach tefillin or our mitzvah tefillin, and be made to Shimon, because Shimon has to do it himself. So Mimele, he can be made to Shimon. Mashein kein a mitzvah. Like Trumo Shchite, that can be done al de achirim. One is not mechuyev to shecht himself, he can delegate it to somebody else. So Mimele, there is no arves. There is no arves in respect to this kind of mitzvah, to the broche on this mitzvah. If the broche is a broche on a mitzvah, that he has to be done by gufe, so Mimele, every other Jew is over for him. Masha'im kin, if the mitzvah is a mitzvah that could be done al de achirim, so Mimele, there is no arves. Because since it can be done al de achirim, so to whomever he delegates it could make the broch himself. So true, he himself, the mute person, could not make the broch himself. But who forces, who tells the mute person that he should make the shritet? He can delegate the shritet to somebody else who is not mute. And then the sheikhet, before he shechts, will be able to make the broche. So Mimele, there is no aloche of ours. Mishmochem, Mashem ki bitumim ushchit edev shal asis al da'acher, im kineisi shi yasa amitzu zivorech, vuhu nechalik amitzu lazeh laboche lazeh. Ulo, that's the shita of the Yozoa. Ulo, rosh nire, digam hu svir alay dilom liyitre, viacha mivorech, mitam shedacharti. So, visa bitumo, the rosh will be made, that the nile cannot be mafish and rely on the broche that is made by somebody else. Because there is no aloche of arves, gabi trumo. Because trumo, so the bailim of the crop is not mechuyev, that he should be mafish. He can appoint the shliach to be mafish. And that's so true, he himself, the bailim of the crop, is mute. He cannot make the broche. But since he is not obligated to make the afrosh himself, he can appoint the shliach, so he can appoint the shliach someone who is not mute. And Mimele, the shliach, who will be mafrish, will also make the broch. Oh, the gamus will be on the yitre, the achim broch. Tam shedachat, elo, but the rosh only holds the gabishchite, that he can be made. Elo, the bishchite, nire taine, the achim broch shapia, the birkas hashchite in the broch, in the broch al hashchite atzma. דוין חיוב לשחיתה, אם היא נראית צבא אחר. אלא היא כרק אבון אלוס ישבח למוקים ברוכו, על שאוסה לא מאכיל אז בוסו בלי שחיתה. ובוזה ודאי כל ישראל שייר בייסי ברוכים, שערי על כולם יש איסם. אלא שאם מוקים לבורך שבר זה, אלו בשעס שחיתה שום בהים. דוגמה לדובו שזוכה בסיוסף בסין הרי סמכי בשם חברת העם בפירקס להכניסי בפריסי שהוא שבח וידוי בכל שוע עובדו שזו אין שום so that was there is a מחלקס as to whether the פירק, the ברוכה of להכניסי בפריסי של אברום אבינו is a פירקס המצווה או it's not a פירקס המצווה so there are some רשיינים who say it's not a פירקס המצווה but it's a special ברוכה It's a birka shvach. It's a birka shvach. Now, so the Taz says that birkas, the broche of shchite, is not a birka zamit. It's a birka shvach. So mimele, it's not shayer davke to the shechit. If it had been a birka zamitzveh, so then who would be obligated to say the broche? The one who shechits. He's become the mitzveh, not somebody else. Not somebody else. And if somebody else makes the broche, so it's on the basis of Shemir Keine, of Arves. So, but here we wouldn't be shayach to apply the concept of Arves. Because when is it shayach to apply the concept of Arves, if the broche is a broche and a mitzvah that cannot be delegated to somebody else, that must be done in person, let's see, like film. Tzitzes, I mean, all the broches, or let's say Birkes Suke, or the book Birkes Suke, or Sheifer, so there you cannot appoint the Shliach. Reuven could not appoint Shimon the Shliach and tell him, you hear Sheifer for me. I won't hear the Sheifer. You hear Sheifer for me. So in other words, so it's a mitzvah that cannot be delegated to somebody. So since the person has to do it himself, So, Mimele, there is always Ligabi the Broche and that mitzvah that cannot be delegated. Mashainke in a mitzvah like a Chosha Strume that could be delegated to Ishliach. So, Mimele, there is no always in respect to the Broche and that mitzvah. So that's the reason as to why the Yozahua says that there is no always by Shrike and that Emilem could not rely on hearing the Broche of somebody else by somebody else. By somebody else. So, but why is the Rosh Chelik and the Yozua? So vis-a-vis Trumo, the Rosh is not Chelik and the Yozua. But vis-a-vis Shchite, the Rosh is Chelik and the Yozua. Because the Rosh holds that the Broch of Shchite is not a Birkas HaMitzvah, it's a Birkas HaShvach. So it doesn't mean that Davke the Sheikhet has to make that Broche. Anybody can make that Broche. In other words, The Taz says in regard to Birkas Shchite what the Rosh in Ksuve says in regard to Birkas Eres. Now the Rambam says the Taz will mention Birkas Eres. But the Rambam says that Birkas Eres is a Birkas HaMitzvah because Kedushin is a mitzvah. Kedushin is a mitzvah. That doesn't mean that Kedushin is a mitzvah, that it's a mitzvah to get married. There is no chiyuv to get married. But the mitzvah is like tzitzis. So there is no mitzvah, there is no chiyuv to put on a telescope with tzitzis. But if you decide to put on a baguette with four corners, so yamechuyev to put it on with tzitzis in the corners. But if you don't want to put on a baguette with four corners, fine, so you're not mechuyev to put in tzitzis. The same thing is true, according to Rambam, of the mitzvah of Giyika Chishisha. So it's not a mitzvah that a Jew is mechuyev to get married. He's mechuyev to get married for some other reason, because of period of Rivyo, but not because of Kedushin itself. But it's still a mitzvah. In other words, if somebody wants to get married, then there is one way of getting married. But it's still a mitzvah. Just as you are mekayem mitzvah when you put on a talis, even though you're not mechuyev to put on a talis or a baguette with avakampes. But if you do put on a baguette of avakampes, You have to put it on with tzitzes. So if you put on a talis, cotton, you're mikayim mitzvah. So when you are mikadish and isho, so you are mikayim mitzvah, and it's a mitzvah chiyuvis, because you are mikadish and isho, because you want to get married. So then you are mechuyev to get married to that woman, al dechupo ugdish. So memele, the birkas eiras, the Rambam says, is a birkas mitzvah. If it's a birkas mitzvah, so who has to say the bracha? The chosn has to say the bracha, and the practice that the rov says the birkas eresin. So it's only because the chosn wants the rov to be made in. So that's the reason as to why it is necessary that the chosn should have kavone to be yitze with the bracha that the misad kedushin recites. So misad kedushin recites. So that's the shittas Rambam. That's the shita Sarama. Mashainke in the shita of the Roshi is that, and the Raibet also agrees with the Rambam that Birkas Eres is a Birkas Amitzvah. Is a Birkas Amitzvah. But except that the Raibet is chilik on the Rambam on one thing. The Rambam shita is that in view of the fact that Birkas Eres is a Birkas Amitzvah, so the Mele, the Birkas Eres has to be recited before the Chosin gives the Tabas to the Kaaba. Because even as Yosef, the Raivet, the Rosh says no. He recites it after he gives the Tabas. Because it's not the Birkas HaMitzvah, the Rosh says. It's a Birkas Shvach. Birkas Shvach to the Rebbeinu Shalom for having introduced this institution of marriage, of the Chuppah Ukdushin among the Jews. Because this is a sanctifying instrument, a kedushin, chuppah and kedushin. But it's a birkas shvach. So Memele the Rosh says, you don't have to say a teva las yoson. The Raivet is also chelik on the Rambam, and he says, you don't say a teva las yoson. But he agrees with the Rambam that it's a birkas mitzvah. But he says, kedushin is an exception. And you don't say a teva las yoson. Why? Because if you say a teva las yoson, what will happen? The chosn will say shom tzeisof, he'll say the bracha, and then before he gives the tabas, he'll say, no, I'm sorry, I don't want to get married to you. So then it'll be bracha levatole. So because of that, the Raivet says that it's not teva las yoson. Of course, that doesn't present any difficulty against the Rambam. It's not, you want us not have to be chesh, maybe in that minute that will take place between the recitation of the bracha and the kedushin, so the color will be chizeh. So I mean, we don't have to be chizeh for it. But anyway, so the shita of the Rambam and the Raivet is that kedushin, that birkas eres is a birkas mitzvah. The Rosh says it's a birkas shvach. So the Taz says in respect to birkas shchite the same thing that the Rosh says in respect to birkas eres. So he says as follows. ומשמוכניך בבירקס הירסין שהחוסן מיארס והרב מבורך וגם שום מבורך על ניסר הרייס שעושה לכל ישראל. So he says the raya of the taz is the practice is that the chosn never says the bracha. If it's a birkas mitzvah, why how is it that the rab says that bracha? Let the chosn say that bracha. What is it? You want to be mechaber the rab? So how is it that every time a person puts on tefillin, he's not mechaber the rab, that he should say the bracha for him and be made to him? Why only in regard to birkas eres? So that's a raya that the Taz mentions, that the birkas eres is not a birkas mitzvah. But the Taz doesn't even say that there is a machlekes between the Rambam, the Raivet on one hand, and most Rishonim agree with the Rambam that it's a birkas mitzvah. And the Rosh on the other, that he doesn't mention. But he says it, ומשמוח אני ובפרקס הירס שהחוס מיארס והרב מבורך וגם שום מבורך על ישר הרייס שעושה לכל ישראל אבל בהפרוש הסטרומה הוויקר הברוכה על מיצס הפרושי לא יעל ישר אכיל הסטבל שהמיצס הפרושי חיוב עלו אפילו אם נרצה לאחרם להטבו ידיים אם כן הווה מצווה זו יש כשום מצווה וחיוב שאין הוא חיוב בגוף אלא אסס כן ואפשר לסכם על בשליח לא נח לו את המצווה הברוכה זה מזה אלא התרם יבורך ומשמוח אני חי by he the healing of Israel Die Leslie Behemes takanta livorich. So even the Rosh will be made. And that's a big chiddush. It's not so muchach what the Taz says. So the Taz says that the Rosh will be made to the Yazorua vis-a-vis Afroshes Trumo. That the Nilayim cannot be mafri shlichatchile and rely on the broche that is being recited by another person, shemei again and arves, because in respect to mitzvahs like Afroshes Trumo that could be done al diachir, that could be delegated to others, there is no arves. Where do we say that there is arves b'mirchas mitzvahs? If the mitzvah is the kind of mitzvah that each person must do it in person, he could not be delegated. So then, kol Yisroel arevim zeh lazeh. So in other words, Ruvein is orev on behalf of the mitzvah of Tefillah of Shimon. So since he is orev on behalf of the Kima mitzvah of Tefillah of Shimon, so he is orev on behalf of the broche of Tefillah Tov. Mashein came Trumo. So true, Shimon is mechuyev to be mafrish Trumo. But Shimon could delegate it to somebody else, some mele. There is no harvest in respect to the broche. Respect to the broche. So the Rosh would be made in connection with Afroshes Trumo, that the Nilayim cannot be yetzei by hearing the broche being recited by somebody else. But the Rosh says that somebody else can make the broche for the Sheikhet, because Birka Shrite is not a Birka Samitzvah, it's a Birka Shvach. So it doesn't make any difference who says the broche, whether the Sheikhet or somebody else. So it's not if this somebody else says, so he's meitzing the Sheikhet through the aloche of Shemei Akein and Arves. No. Someone who is in that area, who is standing, who observes the Shrite, has to say, just as someone in the audience of the chupe has to say, and so on. So it's not, according to the Taz, and that's the sheet of the Rosh, so it's not that the chosm has to say it, and the Rab is made to the chosm. Someone has to say it, the chosm could say it, anyone could say it.
Why is the Lashon Hashir Kishan Mitzvah Tzavah Tzivon?
All right, I mean, because the fact is that there is a chiyuv. I mean, it's not that the Taz is chiluk and the mitzvahs are said, and the mitzvah, that the, it's not that the Taz holds there is no kiyum mitzvah of kedusha. Of course there is a kima mitzvah. The Torah says that ki yikach ish isho. So that means al dechupo ugdushin ki yikach. It shouldn't be, the way going get married. It should be al dechupo ugdushin. But it has holds that the chachomim were not misakin a birkes mitzvah and that mitzvah. They were not misakin a birkes mitzvah and that mitzvah. And the broche that they were misakin is a broche of shvach vidoye, not the Birkas HaMitzvah. But since the truth is that we are mitzvah to get married, and even if one will say that there is no mitzvah, even if one will say that there is no kima mitzvah, but there is certainly an avere to get married without kedusha. So according to the Rambam, according to Rabbi Yene, the Rambam doesn't say it in so many words. According to Rabbi Yene, if someone will get married to a woman without chupe kedusha, let's say common law marriage, he'll get married. He'll just live with a wife, as husband with a woman as husband and wife. So then, according to Rabbi Yene, he'll be even allowed the raiser of Lisi Ekdesho. According to the Rambam, it's Bashma, he will not be even Lisi Ekdesho. According to the Rambam, he'll be Chayev Malkes for Lisi Ekdesho if he's Bola Pnuya der Znus. But if he lives with a woman, as husband and wife, except that there was no Dushan, common law wife. So then, he'll only be even Nisarese. He'll only be even Nisarese. So the Chol HaPoches and Nisareset there certainly is. So even if we say that there is no Kiyum HaMitzvah of Kedushin, But if somebody will marry a woman without making chuppah kedushin, he'll behave an essay. So mitzvah we are, even if we assume there is no kima mitzvah. But mitzvah we are. So mimele, the chachomim were able to coin that broche. And there is a siyua to the taz. I mean, that's one of the rays of the taz, and that's the ray of the rosh in Ksumes, that it's not a birkas mitzvah. Because if it had been a birkas mitzvah, it should have been formulated in the same pattern as all other birkas mitzvah. What's the usual pattern of birkas mitzvah? Hashon tzeis avitzivono. And here we say Hashem says a mitzvono, but we don't say Hashem says a mitzvono likadish esvishon. Lo says esvishon. Hashem says a mitzvono lachois viosalone esaru says vitolos asurah. It's a mean, it's a peculiar formula. So that's the ray of the taz, that it's not a birkas mitzvah. It's not a birkas mitzvah. If it had been a birkas mitzvah, so then the formula would be Hashem kishon mitzvays a mitzvono likadish. Or al kedushin, Hashem says it's one al kedushin, we can't say it. So Hashem says it's one al kedush, al dechup, al chup of kedushin. Not Hashem says it's one al ways. So we give vent to the fact that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam forbade certain incestuous marriages. I mean, adulterous marriage and so on. I mean, if so, that's the ray of the rosh that. This broche is a special broche, a birka shvach beidoye, that the chachomim, that the anshei knesses agdelo, were misakei on the institution of marriage. So that is not peculiar to the chosen. Anybody can say it. All right. משמור כנראה ברכסינוס שהחוסן מאריס והרב מבורד גם שום מבורך על ישר הרייס שעושה לכל ישראל שעושה לכל ישראל אבו בהפרוש הסטרומו הווי יקרא ברוך על מיסה הפרוש ולא על ישר אכילס רבו שהמיסה הפרוש החיו בו לו אפילו אם נראה את הלכם מהתבוי עדיין אם כן אבו מיצו זה איסקי שום מיצווס וכי מי שהחיו בגוף אלא אז איסקיין תשע ליסה לא לשריח ונחל כמיצו הברוך הזה מזה אלא תירם יבורך ומשמור כניחה בעיד אילם יתרים תלס לבם מסתכנת לבורך ומה שכוספת נציאה של מחשבו של בלת ראשון לא מי יבורך אחר כאן ועל את ברק הסנמי אם יוצא אין מייצי ותראה את מה שתראה So the answer is, this is not a Birkas Hanani. That kashe of the drisha is no kashe. It's not a Birkas Hanani, it's a Birkas HaMitzvah. And by Birkas HaMitzvah, there is harvest. So even Yotza Meitzi. So let's say Reuven put on tefillin already, and he made a broch on tefillin. Now, Shimon didn't put on tefillin. It's already 1 o'clock. So Shimon didn't put on tefillin. So Shimon puts on tefillin. And Reuven can say the broch on the yachtvil and mimeitzi shimen. Yotameitzi. Why? Because birkas mitzvah, there is a locha of arves. So it's never considered yotzo. Because it's yotzo in respect to his own mitzvah. But how about the mitzvah of the other Jew? Kol Yisrael Arim in Zolazeh. So it's never yotzo. So here too there is arves. I mean, that could be the teretz. But the taz shita is that there couldn't be any arves on a mitzvah that could be delegated to others, and the reason as to why by shchite the Rosh says somebody else could make the broche, because there is no birkas mitzvah, it's a birkas shvach, so anyone can make the broche. He says, "Umir yechom izal kosef gamkin dahachi machem avorad gab shchite pshirish imacha shichet laatzmi gamkin behine umivorech uchmeshikos vagoi soshre." ולילו נראה לו בזה, דים כאילו יושיסק מפורש כמבדיה, אם אחר מבורך על שחית האחרס, אלא כמו שחשפתי, דאין כאן ברכס עננין כלל, אלא שווח וידוי על היסה, כמו בברכס הרס. The strange thing about the Taz is, he mentions כמו בברכס הרס, as if it had been double pushed, that ברכס הרס is not the ברכס המצווה, when the universal practice among all Jews, אשכנזים and צווארדים, is like the שיטס הרמבה, that Birkas Eirasen is a Birkas HaMitzvah, and so the Moshul, the Dimyan, is not a good Dimyan altogether. Anyway, so we have many Chidushim here in Taz. Number one, the Tazshita is that this Aloche of the Shemei Akein of Arves only applies to a mitzvah, that could not be delegated. But if it could be done, al shliach like a force strumo, so we couldn't apply the din of arves. But then there is another kasha against the Taz. All right. So the din of arves, you see, there are two halachas. There is one halacha, a general principle of Shemei Akein. And Shemei Akein applies not only to Birkas HaMitzvah, it applies to Birkas HaNenin as well. There is no arves l'kabi Birkas HaNenin. Still, there is Shemei Akein. But l'kabi Birkas HaMitzvah and mitzvahs in general, so there is not only halacha of Shemei Akein, there is halacha of arves too. That even Yotzer Meitzi, let's say l'kabi Birkas HaNenin. So if Reuven and Shimon both are eating, let's say, an apple, both eat an apple. So Reuven could say, "Bring the prelates and be made see Shimon." But suppose Shimon has to eat an apple, Reuven does not have to eat an apple. So Reuven could not say, "Bring the prelates and be made see Shimon," because he's not mechuyev in that. In that bracha, he doesn't eat an apple himself. Mashein came by Birkas HaMitzvahs. So even though Reuven is not putting on tefillin, Shimon is putting on tefillin. So Reuven could say the bracha Elaniach tefillin and be made Shimon. Why? Because Kol Yisrael Arim is Elazeh. Mashein came regarding Birkas HaNenin. There is no arves because he is not mechuyev. Shimon is not mechuyev to eat an apple. Let Shimon not eat the apple. I mean, we couldn't say that Reuven is orev. But Shimon, because that he should say the birkas, let Shimon not eat the apple, some mele, he'll have no avere in not making the bracha. So we can understand the svara of the Taz, Ligabi case, where the one who recites the bracha of Shrite is not shechting himself. So then, by Birkas HaMitzvahs there is Aloha of Arves. Here there is no Aloha of Arves. But it's mashma from the Taz, that vis-a-vis Afroshes Trume, so then, if Shimon is an Elaim, so Reuven couldn't be made to him with the bracha of Afroshes Trume, even if Reuven himself has a crop from which to be Mafresh Trume. So then, even by Birkas HaNenin, there is a loch of Shemei Akeine. So why shouldn't there be a loch of Shemei Akeine in this kind of a bracha, let's say a bracha on Afroshes Trume, that could be delegated to others? So there is no arms. But why should it be worse than Birkas HaNenin? It's mashma from the Taz, even though it doesn't spell it out so explicitly. But it's mashma from the Taz that in connection with Afroshes Trume, so there is no takone, there is no way for an ilim to be allowed to be mafresh Trume. There is no way. There is no takone. Why isn't there a takone? There is a takone. Let's say Shimon is an ilim and he has to be mafresh Trume from his squad. Reuven is not an ilim. Reuven also has to be mafresh Trume from his squad. So why shouldn't? So Reuven has to say the broche al afroshes Trume anyway for himself. Let him be made to Shimon, and it's mashma. It's mashma from the Taz. He doesn't spell it out explicitly, but it's mashma that there is no takone, there is no way for an ilem to be allowed lechatchila to be mafresh Trume, because he cannot say the broche, and somebody else cannot be made to him, because it is not a broche that can be delegated to others. Because it is a broche that could be done al de'achir. It could be delegated to a shliach. But so since it could be delegated to a shliach, so there is no aloch of armas. But it shouldn't be on a lower level, an inferior level than Birkas HaNenin. It's mashma from the Taz that by Trume there is no takone for a nilem to be mafresh. There is no way for a nilem to be mafresh. Why shouldn't it be considered like Birkas HaNenin? So we have to say in the Taz. Now there are certain things that we don't say Shimei Akeine. We don't say Shimei Akeine, even if the person who recites the Broche, even if the person who recites the Broche, so is himself mechuyev to say it. Himself is mechuyev to say it. In other words, let's say Kriya Shema. So let's say Reuven and Shimon have to recite Kriya Shema. They didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Could Reuven recite Kriya Shema and be Meitzi Shimon? No. So it's Yerushalmi that v'chein bedin shei kol echod v'echod mikabel malchus shamayim be'atzmi. Mikabel malchus shamayim be'atzmi. So, in other words, so there is a aloche that Krishna, there is no aloche of Shimei Akeine, because Krishna is Kabbalah Seu Malchus Shamayim. And if it's Kabbalah Seu Malchus Shamayim, so Mimele, so one, there is no aloche of Shimei Akeine. Tfile. So, there is a special aloche that an Eini Boki can be Yetzeu, the Tfile of the Shatz. Only Bitzibu, an Eini Boki. But a Boki not. Only an Eini Boki, but only the Tefillah of the Shatz. But suppose there is no Shliach Tzibur, but Reuven and Shimon are in the room. Reuven davens Shmesre, he davens Bikel Rom. Shimon doesn't know how to daven. Why shouldn't Shimon just answer Omein after Reuven's Shmesre and the Yetze? So the Aloch is, no. Only B'tzibur, the Shliach Tzibur, can be Meitzi, the special Aloch. But only B'tzibur, but B'yechides not. Why not B'yechides? And the B'yishamei Keine. The answer is, because since Tefillah is a Kiyum HaMitzvah of Aveide Shebelev, so it's a personal thing that each one has to do it himself. There is no Aloch of Shemei Keine. But Shliach Tzibur, because of Tefillah B'tzibur, so it's a special Aloch. With answering Gomi. So it's considered as if he said it. But not on the basis of the general principle of Shemei Keine. So apparently the Tashite is that every Birkas HaMitzvah, if there is the Aloche of Arves, of Kol Yisrael Arivim Zelozeh, so then he can be Meitzi, even Yotam Meitzi. But if for some reason the Aloche of Arves doesn't apply, because it is a mitzvah that could be done all the achirim, so maybe there is no arves, so the aloche of Shemei Akeine doesn't apply either. Why? Because since it's a birkas mitzvah and every Jew has to be mekayim the mitzvah, so he has to say the bracha himself too. And the reason as to why one could be meitzi with the bracha is because of arves. But those mitzvahs like Afrosh Astruma where there is no Arves, so Mimele there is no Shemei Akeine either. That's the Shite of the Taz. Now then, something else, another Chiddush that we see here in the Taz. Now the Taz, there is a Machlekes, a Poskim on that, and there is a Machlekes Rishenim also on that, it seems. The Taz says, Avu b'Afrosh Astruma habi'ikra brocha al mitzvahs Afroshi. That's a birkas hamitzvah. Lo yal nisar achil astevu. She'ar hamitzvah safros echiyu volov. Afilu imin ereitze lechom latvui adayim. Imkin have a mitzvah zois kishom mitzvahs. So in other words, the Taz is saying here, a big chiddush. Suppose someone has tevu, but he doesn't intend to eat from the tevu. He intends to keep it in his storehouse, in his warehouse, the tvui, for a whole year. He intends to keep the tvui that is tevu in the warehouse for a whole year. He doesn't intend to eat or to do or to benefit from it. Is mechuyev to be mafrish? Is true that afroshe is a mitzvah, but is the mitzvah of afroshe just a mitzvah if he wants to eat? So then he's mechuyev to be mafrish. But if he doesn't want to eat, then he's not mechuyev to be mafrish. Or there is a chiyuv of afroshe strume regardless whether he wants to eat or not, even if he wants to keep it in storage for a year, for 5 years, for 10 years. So he, there is still a mitzvah of afroshe. So the Taz says here, he says, "I will afroshe strume. Have ikar avoch al mitzvah afroshe. Lo yalisa achil stevo. Shah mitzvahs afroshe chiyuvah afilu imin reitzel echlo natvui." It's a big chiddush. So Rabbi Kiviga says, Loi Motsosi Zed, Bipshutei Hi, Rak, Kisharei Teloch, Lai Oser Achi Yifri Strumo. Uwe Mogna Avron, Riz, Simen Ches, Kein Kosav Lien Chale. Vi Rochaname Bitrumi. So the Mogna Avron is Chelik on the Taz. And the Mogna Avron Shite is, that when is there a mitzvah? When is there a mitzvah of Afroshe if he wants to eat, but if he doesn't want to eat, there is no mitzvah of Afroshe. And Rabbi Kleiger himself says that the mistabarity is not like the Taz. That Bipshutei, who Rakisharei Tzel Ochlei, Osar Hashim is Trumas. So Rabbi Kleiger is Chilik on the Taz. You see. So we have, as a matter of fact, it seems that it should be told in the Machlekes Hashemim on that day. Last time, so we went over the Taz, Sif Yudzayim. It's a very complicated Taz, and many Chidushim, and certain things, I mean, that there are many that are Chilek on it. Now, the Taz says, at the end, he says that in explaining the Rosh, why the Rosh it, the Rosh says that Hashemei Avin Medabei Imu Mumche Yishechit Avlechatchil Imach HaMevorech. So, so the Kashe that is raised against the Rosh, if we draw an analogy between Shchite and Afroshes Trume, so just as the Mishnah says, Ligabi Trumo, that Ilei is Lo Yisrein, so maybe by Shchite he should not be, so by Shchite too, he should not be able to Shecht if he's an Ilei. So the Taz says that the Rosh Shite is that number one, that the whole aloha of Arves, of Yotzim Eitzi, that we say by Birkas HaMitzvahs, only applies to a mitzvah that could not be delegated to somebody else, that could not be done al the Shliach. Masha'in came, a mitzvah like a Afrosh Estrumo, that he could be delegated to somebody else, it could be done on the Shliach, so then we don't say Arves. We don't say Arves. So in other words, Masha'in ki bitrumo ushchita dev, Masha'in ki bitrumo ushchita dev shal asa al diachir, im kineishi si yasa amitzes divorf. So that's the reason as to why by trumo the Mishnah says that Tilei lo yitre, because he cannot make the brachah. But why should he? Why should somebody else make the brachah and be made to him? There is no arves by truma. So why bashchite does the Rosh say that somebody else can make the shchite? And the Taz assumes that according to the Rosh, even if somebody else doesn't have to shecht for himself, he's still on the basis of Arves. He can say the Brochem, but we don't say Arves. So he says, Inochname, we don't say Arves by Trumo. And by Shchutro, we wouldn't say Arves either, because it can be done al the Achim. But by Shchite, the Brochem is not a Birkes HaMitzvah. It's a Birkes Shvach V'Idoi. So it's not incumbent Davki upon the Sheikhet, anybody who is around. It doesn't mean that if somebody shechts here, so somebody who is, let's say, in Chicago, can make the bracha. In other words, it has to be in connection with the Ma'aseh Shechita. But it's not incumbent dafke upon the Sheikhet, anybody, just as by Birkas Eirasin. Even though, by Birkas Eirasin, so they're going to most Rishenim. So it is a Birkas HaMitzvah, and the Chosn has to say it, and if the Rav says it, so it's on the basis of Shemir Kene. But the Taz just ignores the Shita Rambam. I mean, he doesn't even mention the Shita Rambam. But, in other words, this is the Shita of the Rosh. Der Birkas Eres ist nicht die Birkas, er nicht die Birkas Amitze. So Schritte tun, ist nicht die Birkas Amitze. Denn, ist es aber bei Frosa Struma, habe ich die Abroche Amitze am Frosa. Lui al Yisrach in der Stelle, sie haben nicht die Abroche Chivolov, aber ich rede lech mit Atwoi, oder das ist eine andere Chidesch. So ein Machlekes between dem Morgen Abroche, in Simen Chesel, in Rechaim, in der Taz. אם כן, הבן מיצס איף קישור מיצס. בפילים שאין חיוב בגוף אין לעסיס כן, זה אפשר להיות על משליח, לא נחלק המיצס לברוך הזה מזה, אלא עתיר מבורך. עתיר מבורך. ומשמוך את נראה, והיא נראה לא יתראה.